Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 19. I'm Jamis Cunning.
And I'm David Langiuli.
Welcome, everybody. So we're going to talk today about being more productive. So David, yes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the blog post that you put up last week?
Sure. Well, it's called Extreme Productivity, Using Your Calendar for Everything. It's a radical approach to organizing your activities. It's a bit of a catchy title. I mean, this isn't so much about productivity as it is, the article is really about how do you honor all the commitments that you make in your personal and professional lives. I mean, the world and many of our listeners are very busy and they've got a lot of competing priorities, and we have text messages, we have emails, we have phone calls.
We have Slack now.
Slack.
Part of my volunteer
exactly.
Work.
So we have all of these multiple communications systems. And what I notice and what I talk about in the article is that folks are having, people I interact with from time to time have breakdowns around their commitments. Yeah.
Yeah. So, why don't you, because we have different approaches to this. And so
yeah.
You kind of talk about your approach and why it really, you know, enhances your productivity in life. And then I'll talk about a different way that I do it.
Sure. So I use my electronic calendar for everything. So, you know, anything that requires an action on my part, an appointment, something I need to get out to someone, something I need to respond to. I also mentioned in the blog post a technique called do it, delegate it, delay it, or dump it. And that can be used with any system that you have for keeping track of things. But the basic premise is if I can handle something in 2 minutes, just handle it. Mm-hmm. Like an email. If you're the right person to handle something, if you're not the right person to handle something, but you know who is the right person, then pass it off to that person. That's the delegated piece. And then if you are the right person to handle something and you can't do it in 2 minutes, then delay it or somehow put it into your system to get it handled at a later date and time. And then if it's neither urgent nor important, if it's the world is coming at you or if an item is coming at you and this isn't urgent or important, then just dump it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one I think everyone needs more attention paid to.
Yes, exactly. Now, I just happen to use my electronic calendar for the purpose of keeping track of all my commitments. I like it because it synchronizes with my phone. I have it with me all the time. It gives me reminders. So that's the tool I use. It evolved out of the days when we used to use pen and paper, you know, planners, calendars. So I've just kind of stuck with that over the years. Yep. And what about you, Janice? What do you use? How do you keep track of everything?
Yeah, so I use my online calendar, which actually up until maybe just 5 years ago, I used to use a paper calendar, but which I enjoyed. But, you know, now that you're out and about with your phone, it makes more sense to have an online calendar. So I schedule my meetings. But what's different, you know, is I have this like one page weekly planner where I put like my key projects. So any sort of big tasks that I'm trying to work on, and then filler tasks is the other category. So it's like anything you can do in like sort of 15 minutes or less. Mm-hmm. And then personal tasks. So it's like this little grid system. And I think I like the satisfaction of, like writing it down and highlighting it when it's done.
Yeah, no, that's definitely lives in the land of like list makers. I know folks who are very successful who like to use lists.
And then I can kind of, for me, I think it's like one of my personal values, I call it, like I use the word space, but it's sort of like feeling like there's just openness and places for possibility. And so actually, if I looked at my calendar and it was all full, it would, that would be stressful and I think demotivating. Like I actually did try it when I used to work as a prospect researcher. I used to try and do that. And I there's something about it that causes anxiety for me because I can't.
Man, when I see white space, all that white space in my calendar, I get anxious when I see all the white space in my calendar. It's like, man, where are all my particles? You know, I must be missing something.
But the funny thing that I do is, and it's just, you know, again, this is kind of, we were just talking before we jumped on, like there's kind of like know yourself, right? You have to know yourself. If I have to pre-plan something, then as a to-do, I color code. That's the other thing. So yellow is like a to-do in my calendar, whereas blue is a meeting and orange is a personal thing. So that's my color coding system. So often then I take my to-dos on Friday when I'm planning for my next week, I delete them from my calendar and I write them on my sheet. So that's how I like don't lose track of things. Like if it's like, oh, I have to follow up with that person in 3 weeks, then that goes in my calendar, but then it comes out. So the actual week I'm looking at my calendar, it's my blue meeting for my orange, like personal, you know, going to the
dentist. So what I like about what you're saying is that you, and I know you very well, you do have, a new, I would say from my observation, pretty much foolproof system, you know, for, capturing your commitments. And what I like about, you know, your system and my system is we also put our personal stuff into it. And this is where I see a lot of breakdowns, you know, especially around texting. So what happens with texts, especially, and even today, voicemails, it used to be like a voicemail from someone had a pretty high priority and people, but those are disappearing because people listen to them and they don't have a system for putting them into existence. Mm-hmm. Like, to respond, and texts get pushed down so fast that, and there's so many of them that come at people, not so much for me because I don't text that much, but I do notice that people use texting quite a bit now, that especially in their personal lives, that, you know, commitments that they make over text get, they just disappear.
Yeah, or Facebook Messenger. That's what I have friends who plan our social things through Facebook Messenger, but there's nothing like, it's not like an email that's sitting in your email box that you're like, oh yeah, right. You know, so yeah, I agree.
Right.
And I think for me, like, you know, one of the, like, I think you like your system and, you know, but I did want to bring in this other perspective because I think for some people, like having things in their calendar sometimes, like I love Gretchen Rubin and, you know, she talks about rebels is one of the four categories she talks about. And there can be a way where some people get triggered. Like if they have to do something, then they want to choose, you know? And so I think for me, I'm actually an upholder, which is the opposite, but I think there's something in that, like writing down what I have to do lets me have this choice that feels important to me. So,
well, whatever system folks in the audience use, it's good to remember that we're always at choice. So for me, I look at the things on my calendar and, like, let's say I'm writing a blog post in the morning, which is typically like I wrote that blog post. And, you know, the time, I can never tell how much time it's going to take me to, when you're doing a creative thing like writing a blog post. So sometimes it will bleed over, right? And it might bleed over into something else I have scheduled to do. It's like, I'm a choice. I'm going to finish my blog post, right? And then do that other thing later in the day or after I finish the blog, right? Or I could move it to tomorrow. So long, you know, I think, I make the case in the blog post for a calendar, and you have a very good system that's a combination of calendar and journal or list. And so whatever it is, just get yourself a system that works. Now, I will say one other thing. you know, I like to journal every day as a clearing exercise in the morning. And so I use one other tool, which is my journal, to take mm-hmm. notes. Mm-hmm. And so I think just that's another important tool to have, is when you're on phone calls or when you are meeting with people or you're in meetings, to take notes.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I just want to remind our listeners that we had Pat Mather on in episode 16, and he talked about a great system that he has to start his morning. So if you haven't listened to that yet, that's very inspiring.
Okay. So yeah, it is, definitely.
Yeah. Why don't we give the listeners something to try if they're, you know, if they're feeling like maybe some things are falling through the cracks or they're getting some feedback, you know, at work, they're things falling through the cracks.
Yeah. If you're noticing that things are falling through the cracks for you, either with your family, friends, or colleagues at work, then I am going to encourage you to give a shot at using your calendar to put things into existence that, you know, where you have made commitments or want to make commitments or have things to do. And just try that for 2 weeks and see how it works for you. And if you want to talk to me about it, you know, just reach out to me. I've been doing this for many years. Or reach out to Janice if you want to check out her system. Yeah?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think you're very passionate about it. So you would love to talk to people about that.
And we can talk about the do it. I have spoken with many of my coaching clients about the do it, delegate it, delay it, dump it system, which is very effective, especially when it comes to email, handling email.
Yeah. Great. All right. So let's get you to go put this into practice and let us know how it goes.
All right. Take care.
Bye.